Hi, my name is Carla. I'm returning a call back from customer support. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Yes, 95379.
95379.
No, 95379.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Ann
Ann is an A N N.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, can you speed the process up? Can you spell out your last name, please?
Yes, Benton. Benton Edward Nancy Tom Open Nancy.
Is that the first name was Nancy?
The last one is Nancy, yes.
Nancy. And you spell that N-A-C? A-C.
No, not N-A-C.
Okay.
It's Benton, Edward, Nancy, Tom, Open.
Is that supposed to be the last? What I mean, like, is that supposed to be like?
That's the last name. B E N T O N. So it's B
as
in
boy.
I'm sorry.
Okay. What time is it? Oh.
No, it's not a long name. I'm just telling you the sound of the letters. B.
Oh, I got Benton. I got Benton.
Okay.
And
Benton.
What was that first name?
Ann. A-N-N.
Okay. Okay.
You hurt your hand? Poor baby.
Okay, can you verify your address for me, please?
My address, Post Office Box 337, Tuolumne, California, 95379.
I have a...
Emily?
I have a 16401.
Yes, that's my home address. That is correct. 16401 Yosemite Road, Sonora, California, 95370. That's my physical.
Okay, give your account a minute to load, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How can I help you?
I'm calling about these charges that are on my card, and I would like to have them taken off. There's two charges, $56.95, twice, once in October, once in November.
Okay, it looks like you ordered into a sweepstakes online for a cooler for $7.95.
It was for a cooler for $7.95. That's all it was supposed to be, but it's not the $56.95. So I want that canceled and would like to try to get my charges back. I've already called the bank to dispute it as a scam, so I'm trying to reach out to you guys first.
Okay. The reason you were being charged every month because you entered yourself into a membership.
So I don't want the membership. Can I get this canceled, please?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I can cancel it. And you should have received a $125 voucher to use at the discount store. Even though I'm canceling your account, you'll still be able to use it.
Well, I really don't want the voucher. I just want it canceled, and I'd like to have the charges refunded back to my account.
Okay. I do apologize. Okay. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy, due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with a 35% refund if you would like.
Okay, you must be away from the phone. It's hard for me to hear. So you're going to do what with my account?
I can give you a 35% refund, customer courtesy.
Well, a 35 is not that much, and I would like to have the full amount refunded.
Okay, hold 1 second. Who in the book keep fucking with my shit?
Excuse me?
Oh, no, ma'am. I wasn't talking to you. Looks like we have a Thanksgiving refund. It's for 50% off. Would you like that?
No, I would like to have the full amount.
Okay, ma'am, but like I stated, like...
No, I think you could refund the full amount.
No, ma'am, because like I said, in your terms and conditions, it told you that you were going to be entered into a membership.
No, I wasn't aware of the membership, so I would like the full amount, please.
Let me speak with my supervisor. Please hold a second. Okay, ma'am, my supervisor said that I could offer you a 75% refund due to the fact that
I would like the 100% refund, please. I could talk to the supervisor.
She didn't say the same thing I told you. In the terms and conditions, it states that when you press the button to enter the sweepstakes and win that cooler for $7.95, you're automatically entered into a sweepstakes.
Okay,
so it's in your terms and conditions.
I'm trying to get that canceled, so I would like to have the full refund, please.
Ma'am, the only thing I can offer you is a 75% refund.
Okay, can you do that today?
Yes.
Okay, then I will take that and make sure that it's completely canceled.
Okay, ma'am. Hold one second.
Otherwise, I'll just call the bank and they'll run it as a scam. So it doesn't matter. We need to get this squared away.
Okay. Let's $4,271 is refunded.
Okay, but there was two charges.
Ma'am, that was I'm not gonna be able to take that charge off.
Why?
Because that was the first membership that you done when you did the $7.95.
First membership was $7.95, correct?
No, the
first card.
Shipping and handling for the cooler was $7.95, and to enter the sweepstakes was $7.95.
Okay, to enter the sweepstakes.
The membership
you charged
was
me
56.
On November, October 14th, you charged me $56.95, and then November 14th, I was charged $56.95.
That's
so I'd like to have for both of those.
Hold on a second.
No, Murphy. What?
Okay, the first one was fully refunded.
Okay.
But the second one, I'm about to send you over to a supervisor because that one, I'm not going to be able to refund that one.
If you can refund the first one, you can.
That one was this month, and that one was last month.
Correct. I agree.
So would you like me to send you over to a supervisor?
Yeah, you can ask the supervisor if we can do the other one also.
She's already told me no.
Well, you just told me that I could get 75%.
The first one, the $56.95, I refunded the whole thing. Not 75%. I just gave you the whole thing back.
Okay, perfect. So then let's do it one more time for the second charge. No, no, Murphy. No. No. You have to go potty? Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just making sure you're still there.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. I send that to the retention?
I'm sorry?
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Bye. Yeah, you pottied your pants, huh?